Chase, can you hear us?
Sure can.
All right. So we are now joined by today's winner of the Go Bowling 235 at the Daytona Road Course, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. For Hendrick Motorsports, Chase, I believe that's 3 road wins in a row. Is it safe to say that you're becoming a fan of the road courses?
I had really good cars, I think, more than anything. I'm not sure I did anything very special today, but I had a really fast Napa Camaro, which makes everybody's job a little easier from my end driving it, from Allen's end calling the race, and then from his end on adjusting too. So really fortunate from that standpoint. Had a really nice week of preparation, came out and executed a really good race. So really proud of the day. I think we have a lot to be proud of, and showing up, having the car like it needed to be, it doing what I wanted, and then to take that and get the result that I felt like we deserved.
Okay, we'll go ahead to the media for questions. Bob Pockers, go ahead.
Yeah, Chase, I don't know that you made a mistake today, or at least it didn't look like it. I'm curious, did you expect it to go that smoothly on a track that you'd never raced at before?
Well, it never goes smooth, or smooth in my eyes at least, but yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I look back and just, we had that run there after the lightning break, and then, I think the odds of it going green from there to the end, I think we all knew were pretty well slim to none. So it was just a matter of when that caution was going to come out in my eyes and in my head. I had already accepted that long before it came out. And then, you know, to me, the bigger question was not when, but how many were going to be. In a row, how many green white checkers were you going to have to do in a row, and that's where, as time goes on, just executing those is important, and the only way to get better at them is to be in those positions more often as a driver and for me personally. So really proud to be there today and to execute it like we needed to.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next up, we'll go to Adam Shadoff. Go ahead, Adam.
And Chase, I'm wondering, how does it feel to win, make history and win this race on this first road course here?
Yeah, I mean, any win at Daytona special, and Alan and I were joking. He said we had to change it to a road course to win a race here at Daytona, but that was his first win here. This is his home track. He's from down here, so I thought that was really cool. And, just a great day. I was obviously Watkins Glen's been good to us. But I was just really happy that we replaced a road course with a road course and didn't just, pile something else in the schedule to check a box. I think there was a lot of effort into getting this road course done and completed in time. So appreciate Daytona and everybody that works on the facilities here to be able to turn it that fast and did a really nice job with it.
Next up, we'll go to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Chase, with the late restart there, did you have any Roval flashbacks? Like, man, I can't do this again. I gotta do something different.
Well, I certainly didn't want to drive into the barrier in turn one. So, yes, that crossed my mind. Don't do that.
And you didn't. So you learned.
Learned. I finally learned something, Jeff.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Speaking of that last restart with 3 laps to go, Chase, were you expecting just complete mayhem and maybe to get rooted out of the lead?
I had, considered it a possibility for sure. But at the same time, I think, if you execute and do your part from the driver's side, you should be able to keep those opportunities from happening if you stay mistake free. So fortunately, was able to get a good jump, had a good turn one, and then try to just fall into rhythm there and just try not to overdrive it. I thought Denny was being really aggressive on corner entry. I was not being as aggressive as him and was just focusing on my exits and trying to just control that gap to him, and fortunately it all worked out.
Thanks.
Okay, next up we'll go to Jeff from Empire Sports. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Chase. Congratulations on the win today. Is there any sort of lesson with the car you can take from this road course and apply it to the oval since we're going to be coming back in 2 weeks?
No, unfortunately not. This is just a whole different animal, car configuration, body. brakes, motor, you name it, nothing's really the same. So this is just kind of a, you know, road course racing is a thing of its own, and super speedway racing is just not. There's absolutely nothing you can take from today and apply it to, you know, to week after next.
Sure. And since you're becoming, you're growing to like road courses, I presume. And so do you think that this Daytona road course could find a permanent spot on the quote unquote normal schedule?
I mean, that's well above me. You know, I don't know. You know, I think you have to make, you know, those decisions are made with a lot of things in mind, and whether or not I like it isn't one of them. So that's just part of it.
Fair enough. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next we'll go to Mark Garrow from PRN. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you. Congratulations, Chase, on the win. How does it feel just to win again, to sort of end a little bit of a dry spell and some of the things that this team has gone through here in the summer months?
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, anytime you can win in this series, I have learned and learned the hard way in some cases that you just can't take them for granted. I mean, they're just too hard to get, and it should be, and that makes the feeling of victory feel that much better because it is so hard, and you just have to enjoy them. You know, you never know if you'll ever get another one or what tomorrow brings. So I don't take it for granted, and we just tried to make the most of a really good car today. You don't have cars like that all the time. So when you do, you really want to make the most of it and try to, you know, try to capitalize, and just really fortunate that, you know, everything went our way and we executed and did everything on our end that we could control right, and had the result that, like I said earlier, I thought we deserved.
Is it also a major positive you beat one of the hottest drivers in the deal right now? I mean, Denny Hamlin, week in and week out. Does that at least send a little bit of a message to those guys? We can be as good as you, and we can beat you guys?
I mean, I don't feel like we need to prove that to them, and we certainly don't need to prove that to ourselves. I mean, I think that when we have things going like we can and like we know how to do, I think we can run with whoever. I think we've proven that in the past, and that's not something that I need to sell myself on believing or sell my team. I think we're all on the same page there.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Chase, to kind of follow up on Mark's question a little bit, about a year ago when you won the Watkins Glen race, you guys were coming off several tough weeks, and you said it was good to get a reminder that you guys had the pieces and puzzles and everything in place that if things went correctly, that you could win as you got close to the playoffs. Do you hope that this win can sort of serve in the same capacity this season?
Well, I mean, the points, you can't put a price tag on the 6 points we earned today for the playoffs, and that to me is the biggest piece of the puzzle. For as far as the championship goes, you know, our performance on the ovals the past month have not been what they need to be to compete for the championship, and I think we all know that. So we're working really hard on doing that and getting better. And I think a day like today where we're able to come here, have a really fast car, get some of those bonus points, you know, I don't want to say it buys us time, but having 6 more points than we would have had if we hadn't won today makes a big difference, and especially, you know, when you're fighting to run 7th and 8th at Michigan last weekend. So all that stuff matters, and as tight as it's going to be, you know, through these rounds and through this last 10, we need all we can get, and those bonus points, you just, they're irreplaceable. I mean, that has Denny and Kevin pretty well locked into Phoenix, and that's a situation that we strive to be in each year, and those guys have put themselves in that position year after year, so it's certainly possible, and we want to do the same.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up we'll go to Zach Sterlino. Go ahead, Zach.
Chase, congrats on today's win. You touched on the Michigan disappointment, I guess, from a few weeks ago. You head to Dover next week with 2 chances to win. And Dover has been historically a good track for you. I know last fall didn't go well, but historically it's been a good track. Do you feel like there's any momentum that you can carry in? Obviously, the tracks don't compare whatsoever, but do you feel like there's any moral momentum that goes into next weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, any win is great, right? And it makes everybody feel good. And we should enjoy this. We should enjoy it today, tomorrow, and when we go back to work this week, obviously we'll put eyes on Dover. But there's been a lot of emphasis put into Dover and trying to improve, especially after, you know, a tough month. So until we get to the racetrack and kind of see where we stack up and get our report card, obviously we don't know. But winning is, you can't, you know, there's nothing that replaces that. And, you know, like I said, I just think it makes everybody on our team feel like they deserve to feel. I think we have a winning group. I believe that, and there is no doubt in my mind about that. And we just have to have all the puzzle pieces going together to make that happen, just like anybody else does. But I think we have what it takes to run really good and compete with these guys week in and week out.
Thanks, and congrats again.
Thanks.
Next up, we'll go to Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Chase. Earlier this week, you were talking about how you and your team really weren't able to keep up the momentum that you may have been able to gain from winning the All-Star race last month. Considering that, and considering that you're back in victory lane today, how much of a point of emphasis is continued success from this going to be in the shop this week?
We always want to do good. I mean, there's no speech that we hear when we have a bad day that makes us want to do better any more than we already do. And if we don't have that fire before you have a bad day, then we shouldn't be doing this. And I don't think that's the case for anybody on our team.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Stephen Conley from PRN. Go ahead, Stephen.
Chase, obviously with last year's win at the Roval and then this win here, I mean, two different types of courses, but a little bit of similarity. And the Roval being an elimination race, does this give a little bit of confidence knowing that you can go back there with that success on both of these style of racetracks and have that potential to move on?
I hope so. I mean, the Roval is obviously a long ways off. Everybody's going to get better from what they had today. And, there's a lot of racing between now and the Roval we need to focus on. But, a good run here, I think, gives us a good baseline of a few things we improved on. But it is a different track from Charlotte. I mean, that is a different animal, I feel like, but some similarities, but certainly different too.
And we heard a lot of drivers talking this week about the use of the simulators in iRacing. How much did that pay off in today's race?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think we had some time on iRacing and time with Chevrolet this week. Appreciate Jordan Taylor and Boris said, reached out to me this week and I feel like offered some really nice help that made a difference today. So really thankful for that. And just like I said, had a really nice week of preparation, I felt like personally, and spent the amount of time I thought I needed to in certain areas to try to fire off well. And it was just super, feels really good to know that when you put the work in certain areas and you can come out and have a performance like that after you put in the right amount of time.
Next up, we'll go to Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Chase, congratulations on the win. I want to ask you, how big of a factor was the heat in the race? And during the lightning delay, were you able to cool down and rehydrate?
I think that lightning delay was pretty crucial for a lot of guys to get a breather. I mean, I was hot for sure. I think everybody was. I mean, it was a hot day. Mid-afternoon in Daytona is not cool. And probably never will be.
And you may have answered this earlier, but do you think NASCAR may need to make any improvements for this race when the Clash uses the road course in 2021?
I thought the track was fine. I mean, they have, you know, a ton of 24-hour events that they've run here over the years. So I don't think they need to do anything. I thought it was all good. No worries.
Appreciate it, Chase. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Jacob Smith. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Chase. You mentioned that Arizona is the most important thing to come out of this season, and I'm right in here in Dawsonville. What would you say, growing up-wise, with Bill as your dad and just growing up in the pick your bootstraps up and let's get it going in Dawsonville, what do you think it is about you that just provides that bulldog in you? Focus on the championship ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, everybody's – I'm sure a lot of people are proud of where they're from, and that's certainly the case for me. you know, you want to make your hometown proud and fortunate to still call it home, which is nice. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been lucky to grow up in the racing world and you know, not just my dad, but I've had a lot of really nice, really great racing mentors I feel like to look up to over the years who handle themselves the right way in my eyes on and off the racetrack. And there's really no other thing to say other than just got lucky with the people around me that I grew up around and had good, nice people and good people, good role models to look up to.
Awesome. Thanks.
And we'll take our final question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Chase, for this season, we were supposed to use the low downforce package on the road courses, but of course for Daytona being, well, Daytona, we had the big spoiler for this race. So what effect did that have on the racing today?
I mean, good question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think about Watkins Glen in 2018. I think about Watkins Glen in 2019, and it was pretty much the same race. So I'm not sure that it's much, you know, makes much of a difference. It seems like the good cars always find their way to the front. It might take them a little longer at certain tracks, but they tend to find their way back there, whether we have 8-inch spoiler or 2-inch spoiler or no spoiler. So I'm just not sure that that's an excuse that we need to use anymore.
All right, thank you.
All right, Chase, thank you for your time today, and congrats on the win again.
All right, thanks.